Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. 6461. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro welcoming all of you tonight. We have been having a wild one. Welcoming our guest tonight, and you know who our host is from Maine, the phenomenal, born with a gift, very gifted psychic who does readings here, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm awesome. How are you, Jethro?
Really good. We've had all this wild stuff. You sent me that mail on the Saturn in Scorpio, and now I won't be able to sleep tonight. Thank you.
Wasn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, you know, and you know, we have the psychics already have a problem with dreams, and then you send me that, and I wanted to laugh. I'm like, Dina, you're an honorary one, aren't you? You guys up in Maine set up and think up like Stephen King movies and things just to watch us free. You know?
Yeah. It was kind of fascinating. It described it in just kind of a different way.
I loved
setting
it.
Up a scenario.
Well, and I've had so many different friends telling me, you know, the goods and the bads. And, you know, one thing I love about this Psychic's Gone Wild, those of you calling in to get that free reading at 773-897-6461, know that the weeks that we go through to get people now, and we're hiring people to come on, and we're encouraging all of you guys to want to come on Psyche's Gone Wild. When we first started, by the way, it is Kelly's birthday today. You get a chance to tell Kelly Coulter happy birthday for the Aquarius. She and me would have people just jump in and read. They would just come on and just do these phenomenal things. We were going back over it, and I'm encouraging all of you listeners who do come and get a hold of me. We are hiring some other people just because we've gotten bigger, and we've got like me, Dina, we've got regulars here. We're not going anywhere, but we have, and we've enjoyed with the different readings because yesterday, those of you who tuned in for the monk from the One Academy from India got the wonderful pleasure that we had Raja come in from India and do zodiac readings. He was one of the few people that could get in last night. And I've got a lot of you guys tell me that it's in the archives. It was a 30-some minute show. A lot of fun. You know, those of you who need a giggle, tune in to Psyche Jethro pulling his hair out politely, killing himself softly, doing a really wacky show. Dina, we've got a lot of questions for you here on the emails. I'm going to start out with some of our fans, and then those of you that are calling in, hang on to the phone because you'll get your chance with Dina. We are looking at we have a lot of questions for you, Dina, about healing this time. We've also had a lot of people asking us, with your natural healing ability, they were asking, how did you know with it? Was there sensations you felt when you first started to know that you were not only a psychic but a person born with the healing ability?
The healing ability came a little later. It's like I felt, I kept getting messages that I was a healer, and I kept feeling it. My hands would tingle, it would run through my body, and so I thought, okay, well, how am I going to develop this? So I think the very first healing classes I took was Reiki, but then from there it just developed on its own and kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger, but I knew about the psychic abilities first and the healing abilities after, and it just keeps getting stronger and stronger the more I use it.
Very excellent. I was very impressed when the first time I met with Dina, though with the gift myself, it's always an excellent thing to know when people do, we were talking about before, intuitive abilities. For me, it's like when you meet someone and you send and receive, meaning that they send to you psychic information and you receive it. You have total conversations without ever speaking a physical word. And the sensation of that goes into levels where you will feel sensation. You know, I knew, you know, that Dina was a healer as we first started to speak too, that Dina has this energy that comes through the phone. As we've talked, Amy Kavanoff is another one who is a healer. Casey Kelly that does the coffee on here is a healer. Corrine in up in Pennsylvania. And it's like the excellent thing that we have discovered, all of us psychics are working this together, is after a psychic has went through the area, we have different energies and different vibrations happen. A good example is that we have some friends in Texas who won the Psyche's Gone Wild, one of the weeks that we gave away presents, and we pulled the Friday draw, and they won. And they let me know that later on that they actually knew the night that they were going to win, because before that, Dina was on, and we were doing our Thursday night here. The drawing was on Friday, and we were raising energy to heal this person. And I think that Dina must have set her sights a little strong, because she didn't only heal the heart chakra, she kind of pushed a little higher and got their sixth chakra. And just a long story short, for those of you who know what the chakras do, the sixth, you know, is your third eye and you're in indigo and your work. So what Dina did was she was raising energy to heal this person. It got real intense and the person's like, I've won the drawing. And we were laughing because it was like, okay, you know, and we kind of went on, and those of you who were, you know, on the things were going through the show, and impressively, when I pulled her name that night, we were all happy for her because, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, we've got to be honest here. My girlfriend pulls the drawing here, and she pulls the name and hands me the name, and I read off the winner, and she was like, I already knew this. It's like, welcome to our world, you know. So those of you who really like to get tuned or balanced or toned, I know a lot of the students I'm doing right now that I have on my website are taking this energy to not only tune and raise their energy to do a vibration, but I've done it affordable. I do work with individuals on each and every one. That's why I talk to you physically on the phone. It is a great thing that we all heightened. And what I love is there's always another level. Dina, I mean, I've had people that me and you are always going to school or doing something else. There's so much out there that in one lifetime, I know I can't learn it all, but I'm going to try.
Oh no, you can't. You could do a different thing every night of the week and still not learn at all. It's fascinating, and always different energy in a different day and different people as well. So there's so much to do, so much to learn, so many miracles to see. It's amazing.
I love it, and I love the friends of ours who've called in. I've had different individuals ask me that, why have we brought in different abilities and different people if I'm that psychic? Well, good example. There's so much to learn, and I do owe Dina a special thanks. She's helped me in other situations. Another person I want you guys to remember, and if you get a chance to, is our phenomenal Pamela Cummings. Pamela is gifted and very strong, and same as we've got here with Dina, that it's an individual deal. They're doing really much the same thing. They're helping people. They're individually working with it. It's just a different type of energy. We had a friend today tease me. They said, you know, I remember back when you were $5.99 a minute, and I go, yeah, you know, and it didn't never encourage me what they were saying until after it, all of a sudden in my head, what they were saying was, you know, back in the day when you were a value, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, and our turning when for me this is a raise to come here and to do the amounts. I had someone tease me that they said they went on my site and I wanted $25 and they freaked out, and that's why I laughed. So I'm going to send you the pictures of me when I was on the $599 site, and you can see I had like the afro, the whole thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, people are like, Psyche Jethro is correct. But Dina, we've got a lot of people here that want to talk to you. I'm going to start out with one of the phone calls, and thank you for tuning in, everybody. 770, you're on. What do you know?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about relationship.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
My name is Daphne.
And you want to know about relationship?
I just want to see. I want you to tell me what you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there someone kind of in your life right now?
Yeah, but I'm talking about somebody on the surface or what. This person
What's that?
I'm with, married, and I don't know. I don't know if he's going to tell the truth. You know, I just want to see what you see.
Well, because what I felt around you was that there's somebody kind of in your energy field in your life right now, which is this person. I just feel like at the moment that it's kind of like not where you need to put your energy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you keep putting your energy there, you're probably going to keep getting frustrated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, you can choose to keep putting your energy there and keep getting frustrated, or you can choose to take your energy away from that situation and concentrate on something better for yourself, because what I feel like, if you do that, it's just a matter of just switching your energy over. If you do that, then I feel like something really positive is going to come into your life, a relationship that is really positive, and it will be like, it will amaze you even. Like, you'll be like, wow, you know, why did I wait so long? Or, geez, I should have known this or seen this before. And you're going to be in a much happier position. That's what I see for you.
Hmm. So you're talking about how,
what's that?
Move this person from just break it off with this person and then just focus on raising my son.
Mhm. I got half of that.
Huh?
I only got half of that. What did you say?
I have a 6-year-old.
Uh huh.
He will be 7 in September the 19th.
Uh huh.
And I want to see. I want to know what do you see in his. What do you see about him? My son.
Hmm. Well. With your son, I feel like that do you know if he has somewhat of a either high empathy or a lot of flexibility?
A what now?
Does he have like a high energy or a learning disability?
No, he have a high energy.
He has high energy?
Yeah, I don't know if they said he's progressing.
He's what now? He's kindergarten, right? But what I'm feeling like is he might coming up have somewhat of a learning disability you might have to deal with, and he has a lot of energy. He's also very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he takes on a lot of energy, the other people's energy,
mm-hmm.
and this is part of what's happening. And so you need to if you can work with him with that and.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm seeing. This is why. This is where he has a lot of energy. He's taking on other people's stuff.
Very empathetic, okay. I feel. Yes,
yeah.
I agree. Very empathetic. And in energy, you asked what to do with him. I see him later being like a veterinarian or something. I see him working with animals. I see that sensitivity going into feeling and sensing it and with animals. People, he's going to be shy a little bit later on, you're going to notice, too. You're going to see him standing back and with other people.
Uh-huh.
That's what I get, Daphne. And we thank you. Welcome you to call it in. It sounds like he's partying there already. Are you guys having one of those little happy hours? Or
no, he's in the tub.
Rocking.
Playing with his cars.
I love that. I have my grandson right now. He's doing the blah, blah, blah. He does it. When he goes to talk, he's at one and a half, and he's like, la, 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 la. And I laugh at the kid. We're all like, okay, my son makes me talk. He's like, you will talk to him. You're not going to, because I understand what he's saying. I go, he's telling you. He goes, don't be reading him, because now he's gotten used to Grandpa. When he's telling you to get him. He's like, make him talk. I go, okay. So thank you for calling, Daphne. We love your input. Please, if you get a chance, make sure you get a chance to look on psychicsgonewild.com. Put in, because tomorrow, we're going to be giving away, we've got some new books, and so we're going to be giving away some really good prizes of some of the guests that we're going to have on. And speaking of guests, make sure tomorrow night that you guys get a chance to tune in to Psyche's Gone Wild. We have Karen Wyatt, MD, and Karen is going to be here discussing her book of What Really Matters. It's a 7 Lessons for Living from the Stories of the Dying. It's stories about hospice and patients and people she's cared for and the spiritual lessons that she's learned from them. She She's done some numerous lectures, and I am reading the book, and I can't wait till tomorrow when she gets here, because I haven't finished the book, but I'm madly going through this book, and I can't wait for to have Dr. Karen on the show. So those of you who know, you know, a lot of times on Fridays we do grief counseling, or we've had a lot of afterlife and other stories, please call in. We're going to have, I know it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. On Wednesdays, we have had the monks from India on the One Academy, and we've also added Rahij, as I told you earlier, as you guys were listening. So tune in to this. Don't forget Tuesdays with Pamela Cummings. And we have some really special guests coming up. I know those of you who've been keeping track, we've got a lot of surprises. We have now added Saturdays, we're going to have our really new guest that we have on, and that is Shelley Seitz, and she is an astrologer here on Blog Talk Radio, does her own show, and has graciously come over to Psyche's Gone Wild and going to do a few readings there. Dina, we've got quite a few people here asking again with questions. We've got Dina, the one person wants to know if you have ancestry into Vikings. The picture of you on Psyche's Gone Wild, I feel like you are Scandinavian, or you have ancestors in Vikings. Am I correct?
Interesting, because it has come up. I had a reading done quite some time ago, and they were drawing some past life pictures, and what they drew was a Viking. And they said that I definitely had ancestors to a Viking, and I'm very drawn to a lot of that, the Viking times. So that I know of in genealogy, I don't know, but as far as past lives, I definitely feel definitely that I was in the Viking times, and I have ancestors there. So that's interesting that it came out, that this person brought that out too, because somebody else did.
Excellent. It's very good. You guys, now you get to see that, and you have it going into the energies. We're looking here for those of you who've been handling on the lookout and get in touch with it. We've had a lot of people asking about those sites, and those of you who are looking on there, you can always get a hold of Dina. Tell them how they can get a reading by you, Dina.
You can either call me at 207-752-1399 or email me at essenceot@aol.com or psychichealer11@gmail.com. Or you can drive to Maine.
Whoa, my goodness. I love that. So, well, you guys, I think you might want to try the phones. And I've heard that they go up there and like to scare people by telling them, no, I'm teasing you guys. I love Maine. And I have quite a few of friends now up there through the show and through other friends with it that I really do enjoy, the ones of you guys who call in. We've had Tina from Dallas is asking, she's wanted to do past life readings and has always been curious about it. What would you suggest, Dina, she do before she did a past life reading? Or do you suggest she do anything?
There's really nothing that you have to do, because it's in you. Like when I see past lives, I just see them. I see it stop. You never know which lives are going to show up. Sometimes they show the ones that have the meaning for this lifetime. In other words, when you, in past lives, you sometimes don't finish whatever it is that you have come here to do, or even in this life. So then you come back to do it. So they might show only sometimes the past lives that you didn't finish and that you're back here to do or reconnect with certain people. And or they'll just show me various different past lives. Sometimes it's like a movie, like a whirlwind, fast-forward movie. And then sometimes they just slow it down and specifically show me one at a time, with like I said, the most meaningful ones. But so they come with you. They're already there with you. So there's really not anything you have to do to prepare.
Very good. See, and you guys, we've got a couple of other questions concerning the same thing pretty much with that. Ryan W. and also Mr. I Love Santana, same thing. I you know, exactly what she's saying there. You guys are asking pretty much the same thing with a reading or any time of thing. Really, and there is a time, though, for a reading. This is something all psychics will agree on. I'm sure Dina will, too, that when you have a time for to go into a reading, if you've got questions that are really something you really want to know, that's definitely a time to get with a psychic. Sometimes it's good to get with a psychic, too, if you're feeling you're not not sure of your emotions, because there is where that psyche can help you, you know, kind of get in touch with what you're feeling or kind of go there. And always, as I've always, have promoted people to do, is that as we go through the whole times and energies we've got, to ensure that everybody else is going with us, is to make sure that you're taking your whole perspective of what's going on in your life. Dina, can you tell them a couple other instances of what you would say a person needs a reading?
Yeah. A lot of times, like, you can get a general, you know, a reading, like every 6 months is a good time to just get a reading for the heck of it. But there are a lot of times within that 6 month period, from 6 months to 6 months, that things are happening in your life, like, and things are happening rapidly lately. So, and it's hard to step aside, take your emotions out of it, and know what you have to do. Or so just for clarity on a certain subject at any time, it's great to ask a psychic. Or a lot of times you might know, but you just need to hear it. So that's when it's a good time. But then it could be certain decisions you have to make about things, and you have different roads to choose. That is another time when you just need some clarity on which road to choose, and a lot of times it comes out why. And just changing your perspective about something, all of a sudden it clicks in or you get it. So what a psychic does is they're helping you to just become clear on anything you want to become clear on. So, you know, like I said, lately, times are changing so fast, energy's changing so fast that, my gosh, you know, it's almost like you're needing advice once a week anyway. And I know us as psychics, like, we know things, but, again, sometimes we can't, it's so maybe too close to us that we can't step aside. So, you know, the psychics help each other out for clarity or whatever, just because, you know, it's just hard to do yourself sometimes.
I agree very much, and I love what the angels have been showing us. We've had a lot of us having cause and effect right now. It's like the guide work, the other energies out there. And that's why, you know, you were very correct in what you said, Dina, with that, because as we're all going through our times and energies, we're all living in the here and now. And everybody's going, 2013, here we go. And we were laughing because last year is when you guys hit this show on Thursday night with me and Dina on, are we going to make it? Everybody was having that 2012's coming. And there's a lot of predictions from people who I've read the books, I've seen some of it. I'm studying this subject too, even though I'm gifted. But I was really surprised. I did not believe that, you know, we were at the end of the world was coming in 2012. I also knew that, as we were talking about, there was a lot of ascension. And Dina, I think pretty much you and Mystic Celeste pretty much single-handedly have trained a lot of our listeners and me on what this ascension is.
Yeah. It is. It's an amazing ascension of lightness, and that's what that's really what it was all about. It was just coming to a different place, a better place, a lot of this heaviness to be lifted, and so you can be ascended. And so it's the end. It was the end of the world as we were to know it, and the beginning of a new world, a better world, is really what it is.
I love that, and I do know that. In my own personal life, my mother had passed away in June. I've had some other energies happen in my family and other life and other places that it really closed a lot of. There was the light and dark war. Really, it was chosen. You either were in the light or you weren't. And it was really impressive to me as going through 2012. And everybody's like, well, you're on A1R radio, you're on Blog Talk radio, you're on this radio, you're over here. Yes, and when I would slow down, and the friends like Dina or Pam or La or, you know, Celeste would come through and give me not only a reading but also a time to talk, I realized that I was trying to outrun some of my own karma, because it's like the energy was going so strong, so fast, that I do think that 2012 made us look in that mirror. It made us look, all of a sudden go, you can't run from yourself. I mean, I had always, in the years before and things happened, I always worked. I was a very hard worker. I've always been able to find, you know, and this, I'm helping other people, so I'm out there. That all of a sudden to have it just go wham, it got me. You know, it just really did a thing where it was going. And Pamela, I do know that, I'm sorry, Dina, I got Pamela on the mind today. Dina, I also know that you've got the same situation as we've been having with everybody. You're on PsychesGoneWild.com. You work other things. Obviously, can you tell people why you do this?
Yeah. Well, it's like when you, I was born with it. So when you're born with it and it's just getting stronger and stronger, you have to let it out. You have to. I mean, like, I want to help people. I love helping people, and I want to see people all get lighter, you know, so they can ascend. So, and for me, you know, you just have to, because if you're not in anything you do in life, if you're not following your true path, what you're sent here to do or what you're supposed to do, then the resistance and things build up, and then you don't feel right. You feel like something, you know, geez, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to out of life, or the inner peace or whatever. So, but when I do this, it just gives me lots of inner peace and release and pleasure, and I just love doing it. I love helping people, and so many people need it. Like, for us that do it, you, Jethro, me, and all the others, that's what we're here to do. That's why, like, you were perfectly right when you said, you know, you have to choose it. You know, you can't run from it. You have to choose it. I choose to, you know, do what I'm supposed to do. I choose to do my work. And when you do that, which is what I'm doing now, trying to help people, that is your true path, and that is when you get lighter, and that is when you're much more at peace inside. And like I said, it's anything that anybody does.
I think it's so impressive. And I know those of you who are tuning in tonight, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We've had a really casual phone, and I know part of it was over last night. Whatever happened, we could not get communication through, and Blog Talk is working with us. We have some phenomenal technical support here with us tonight. And, of course, everything's being good. You know, it's like the little kid, the night that everything, you know, when I'm here by myself, yeah, then you scratch on the window and make me scream. But when I got help here, now you're not doing it. So we have Psychics Gone Wild. We're doing a lot of fun here. We're going in. We've got one of our regular friends on the phone right now, and we'll be taking a call with her right after this. I want you guys to get a chance to call 773-897-6461. I know on Thursdays we have quite a few who listen to the archives, and they've come up with an idea that I, you know, we'll talk in here, and Dina will work on it privately, of maybe we'll come up with some different topics and give you guys a little bit of a lesson or some works here in our metaphysical. Those of you who are going on the website, it's on there as classes. You can buy the whole set of classes of mine for 8 weeks, or you can buy them individually. And what we do is we get together after you pay the class, and I set up a time with you for half an hour, and we go through where you are. If you've done meditations and you know how to do color, or you've raised chakras and you know how to do that, then that's where we'll go to toning. If you've got chakras and toning and you've done that, then we'll go to raising and enlightened energy. If you've got that, then we'll go to bringing in your totems. I will go to the level you are. So those of you who are listening in, we're going to take just a minute. I know you guys have been teasing me that this seems to be some new music I've added, but I want you guys to listen to this, and I really love this. It's called Change by Randy Morris. And it's not going to let us have change, because it's already changed that with me. So we're going to go into Rockin' with Randy Morris.
Playing the ball.
I love that song, and I know from you, I can hear from fans already, you're going to write me an email, the man talks about partying. Well, sometimes I think there's a time to laugh, and there's a time to cry, and there's a time to party and enjoy the day. In Native American, we always call letting your hair down. There's a point in your life where you should laugh, you should go out, you should let your hair down, you should dance, you should do what you need to do. I was always raised with the belief if you didn't get up off the dance floor, then you didn't get to go again. And believe me, when Saturday was the fun time, I always got to be on the floor. So I want all you guys to laugh a little bit. I know we've got a lot of energy. This is one of those odd days, and we're going to tease Kelly. It's her birthday, like I said. It's one of those energy strengths. We've got a major storm going through here on the Atlantic. Are you getting it up in Maine? Are you feeling it up there too?
Yeah, we're supposed to get about 2 feet or more starting tonight, and for the last 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Saying. Yeah.
And we're getting the rain down here, and it's a really excellent. I found out that living in Tampa, Florida, is one of the top five in electricity. Most lightning strikes on the ground is where I live now. So I love to be electrical, but I don't want to be that hot. So we're going to go into a little bit here with you guys. We are going to talk to our Corrine here and have her maybe help us a little bit with some of the angel numbers, if she would. I had a friend. I've been getting the 222. Do you know what 222 means, Jethro or Dina, on when you keep seeing it on your clock or every time you turn around, I'm seeing 222?
Well, any numbers like that, like 222, 333, 444, 555, they're all master sort of numbers. And when you see them, that usually, now you can go on the computer. I don't know them offhand. I used to study numbers, but not much anymore. But go in online and type in 222, the meaning of 222, and it will tell you. But when you see any of those numbers like that, it kind of tell you that you're going to go through change, and it's or that there's that you're being, there's angels around you, you know, a lot of guides and angels around you. So it's trying to tell you one of the two things or both. What do you get out of it, Jethro?
I do get the angels, and I know that I had this, and it had something to do with verbal with me, and I just did that, and it says, if you're one of these people who firmly believe that angels are indeed trying to communicate, you're wondering what it means as well. It also, it means that is committed to, the information is passed along to you. So the pattern is a very positive sign. You don't need to worry about your future because everything is determined and it turned out exactly as planned. So feel
free. Yeah.
Yeah, so take your hands off the wheel. Oh, that's that's going to happen with me. No, I'm teasing you guys. But enjoy the ride. Don't bother. Focus your efforts and distractions. Very good. Those of you who know, and a really good resource would be Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers 101. And I really, that's a quote from them. That is very much, I agree with that. I would have to say, and I like what you said there. I do get when I'm doing numbers and things are happening, I have to see for me when things are going, because to me, 3 has always been a healing number. I was trained Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It's a magic number. It's magical. And the most psychic time I was always taught was 3 a.m. in the morning.
That's a lot of people wake up. Yes.
The belief was, as I was being taught about psychic, was that that's when the guys were doing their most strongest, and people wake up, and this is how all of us communicate, is the angels were to come in at 3 and do this. So for me, if I start seeing a lot of 3s, I know that the heavenly energy is really close. I also get a chill, as everybody talks about, that feeling you get, that little tingle buzzing, or someone say they walk over their graves, they'll get a little chill feeling. I know that they're really close and they're afoot. I also have had through the last couple of years times where I do a lot of this with the math and the numbers, but I also see and feel different numbers. It means different sequences to me. If I'm all of a sudden seeing a 2 or I start seeing it, it means female to me. It's like the cards and doing the magician's 1, 2 means female to me.
2 is a master, one of the biggest master numbers, and 2 is feminine. It is a feminine number. It's like the high priestess in the tarot deck. So it is. And 2 is you have to look at what the numbers mean for it to be that time and exactly what it means to your life. Like I get 11-11 a lot because, I was born on October 11th at 11-11 p.m.
Whoa.
And weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces. So, yeah, in 11-11, there's a whole book written about that, what that means. That's an opening, a gateway. So that's a huge number. So I see that a lot. but that has meaning to me. So when I start seeing the other numbers, I look it up to see, wow, what part of, you know, what exactly it is I'm supposed to be knowing.
I find that phenomenal. I find the energies of it. And speaking of angels, and we've got a friend here, we're having a cash night, and this is me and Dina playing for you guys that are going to call in for a reading. Stay on. There's two of you that have called. We're going to get to you now. That's starting to ring in. We're now that we're going home, you guys called. No, I'm teasing. Corrine, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight, Jethro? Good evening, Dina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. I agree with what you said about the 222 numbers, and basically that's just to let everybody know that it's divine blessings for everything involved and to just let go and have faith that everything's supposed to work out as planned. So.
Yeah.
Do you use them?
And I'm with you, though. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm with you, though. The 111 is also really big in my life also.
Yeah.
11's everywhere.
Yeah, 11's everywhere. They're huge.
Do you and Jim do a lot of energy up there, or do you guys have a lot of times where the numbers will be cause and effect in what's going on in you guys' pattern, or can you share that?
Well, mostly with me. I don't think he notices as much. He's more of the big picture guy, and I'm more of the detail-oriented person. So I notice all the little stuff, you know. He looks at the big picture. But, yeah, I've noticed a lot of times where different numbers will pop up continuously. And people, you know, it is great when people can take notice of that and then to try to find out the meanings of those numbers, because that can be an important way to steer you, you know, as what's going on and who's trying to get a message to you, because usually it is the angels trying to give you a little nudge saying, hey, we're here, we're with you, and we're trying to let you know it's cool, you know, everything's going like it should.
We had a little show we did on spiritual connection, and I'm supposed to ask you, Corrine, who's your favorite angel?
Raphael.
Well, Raphael's a good one.
And who do you, Dina, who's your favorite angel?
Gosh, I like them all, but Raphael I use a lot. That one I probably have been using a lot. And Michael, I love Michael. And lately I've been working with the Ascended Masters more than the angels, but all the angels, like, depending on what situation is going on in my life, because each angel has their own meaning, you know, why they're here, why they're there to help you. So I call on the one I need when I need it for whatever situation. But, yeah, Raphael has been coming in a lot.
Sounds like you and Corrine, well, and the healers, you know, and the energy. And it's a hard question. I've had people ask through the years, and another really good one I love is, you know, people use numbers to see with people. If someone's a perfect person and they're just original, my favorite number is 8, and they look like an 8 to me. I love numbers with some, and I will see people as it. Where if someone's and it's ironic you say 1 isn't stiff to me. I've had people say, well, you see 1s, and they're like holy because of the faith and the number. But 1 people, a lot of times with 1 with me, they seem to be we're not clicking. It's like we're they're like at a different beat, and it's not a bad beat, but it's like the drum and energy. Do you guys know what I mean? I mean, do you ever with people, do you can see the different people, their numerology, feel that about them?
Well, you probably like 8 because it's the infinity symbol, and it's so fluid. There's no beginning and no end, and that's awesome. I see that a lot too, but I see it as an infinity symbol, and sometimes it's going crisscross too. But yeah, you see different numbers with different people.
We always laughed. I used to play Crazy 8 as a kid, and they knew when it was coming because I would start giggling. I just loved it. You know, it's like one or two cards, it was coming, and they were like, you're not playing if you're going to tell. And it was like the funnest thing I always had is I loved that number. I still to this day, you know, it's like Crazy 8, just saying it puts me in a good mood. It's just like I laugh, and I know my sister was good at Yahtzee, and we'd always like, she'd go, okay, 3 5s, it'd be 2. She'd tell us, you know, and my mom's like, you know, I mean, it's getting old, you two. It's getting old, and and it's just like different games, and I think that makes sense with the affinity because it made me feel that positive energy of it.
Right, and 8 is manifestation and money too. So,
And we got that. We've got a question here from Seattle. Delbert is asking me, okay, Delbert wants to know what the different words we used on the abundance. And the three that I used that I really did well is the three sentences, and it always starts with I. It's like, I prosper in everything I do. I am an unlimited in my financial achievement, and I am a money magnet. Those were the three we were doing that on our manifestating class. Delbert's also writing to me and says that he wants Dina to know that he thinks she's really a nice person, and he can't believe she's all the way across the country from him. So we're, I guess you have a fan, Dina. Thank you, Delbert.
We're
glad. And Delbert is writing down that, okay, Delbert was also wanting to know that he had a reading quite a few months ago from a psychic, and nothing that the woman said came out. Nothing happened, nothing did it. And she was pretty well known from their town at the Seattle Fair. He's wondering, is there something wrong? Is that common? Is there something wrong with him, or what would we suggest for him?
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, psychics, you know, they're not 100%. We all know that, but we try to be. We interpret the messages that we're getting, and sometimes that your energy doesn't connect with theirs. So, you know, that will happen on occasion. But for me, it doesn't happen really anymore. But when I was first starting it, so she might have been connecting with, if there was somebody else around you, you know, at the time where you're getting a reading, was there somebody sitting there with you? They can be reading that person too, or something to do with that person.
And I thank you, and I agree with that, and I love that, because, and Delbert, I've had some really good comments. People say, you know, you're never off, and I've had things, but and if you've listened to the show, especially those of our regulars, there has been a couple instances, and I know, I agree with what she said. The one girl that makes me laugh now is now a regular client, but she was, you know, if their legs are crossed or their feet are crossed, there's different reasoning. And with sitting there with this person and you, I agree very much with that. I'll also tell you, this is a really unique thing that I have found out through the years. This is where when I first started doing this, I was like in my 20s, I would have times that I would hit and be reading, and my timing, I would tell these people stuff, and they would walk out of there in Colorado going, woo woo, man, oh no. And then they'd come back later and they would be going, I didn't find that person and this didn't do. And I was like, oh no. And the old rule was with a reading, you know, a good reader should give you your money back if you're not. That's you know, it's the old way. And it's always been that way, and it's the way it is. It's like, okay, you said this and all these did. So they would go and they would do this. And I had back then, we're talking now in the 90s. Come on, don't tease me about me and rocks living. But during this time, and what was the amazing thing was I had some kind of skip in my energy. What I was doing was I was projecting too fast, too hard with a Scorpio, and I was almost a year and a half ahead of myself. And all of a sudden, like I said, this whole time, and I realized, well, maybe reading, you know, maybe I'm just, I have quite a few, obviously, with this going. What was really amazing out of the eight people is all eight came back to me later, and I had obviously stopped doing some of the readings. I thought, well, this is time to do other things. And eight people going, whoa. And what was amazing thing to me that did happen is give it a little more time. Psychic, it's the hardest thing for us to do timing. And if totally is off, I also got to be honest with you, not every reader's for everyone. There's like 200 to 300 readers in most of the fairs that I've done, especially you get into Denver, Colorado, Mile High, you'll see 300 or 400 psychics there. We're all sitting there at the table. We're going, bring it on. And you've got the healers over there doing another 200 or 300, and those people are rolling through that door, and you're reading so intense and so much that, like, you know, Dina said, also, you got to feel that reader. Did you pick her because she had pretty eyes like Dina? Did you pick her because she had beautiful hair? Did you pick her because she was, you know, a cutie? Pick the reader who makes you really feel different. And I know this is, it's not like going in and picking out an avocado. You can go in and say, okay, that avocado looks good. When it comes to a reader, you have to really sense it. I always instruct them, and my kids laughed, when we go to a fair, I would not let anybody in my group pick a reader for the first hour. Go around, walk around, get to see the place. Because you come in and you get these amazing things. Am I right, Dina?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's just it. You have to get a feeling, and you have to trust your intuition and feeling. But also, too, like, I totally agree with the timing thing. Spirit's time and our time are totally different sometimes. And, like, I would be able to do that. Like, okay, in May, you're going to, you know, get a different job. Well, that May might have been 2 Mays from now. You don't know. You're hearing May. you know. So, and sure enough, people would come back. It did happen in May, you know, a year or two later, back early on, like you said, Jethro. But also, too, you know, there's free will. You know, whatever we may tell you, you can choose whatever you want to do. It's your choice. So we might tell you, and then you'll be like, well, I'm not going to do that, and do the opposite. You know, so there's so many variables to it. It's just, but I totally agree with Jethro, is get a feeling if that person is right for you, for sure. And definitely if someone tries to get extra money out of you for, because you have a negative aura, you know, that's not a good psychic.
You know, or they have to go do candles for you and pray, and they want
you
to pay while they go to Vegas to do this.
Yes.
I don't think there's any church that's in the world that needs to take you to Vegas. If they say that, and I know of people who've sent people to Canada, even Mexico, and that's terrible. So, and always get a hold of some of us to do it, because I will be the first one to turn them in. There's Better Business Bureau. There's other places.
Mm-hmm.
People like that give us a bad name. 541, you've been so good. You've listened to our stories. We want to hear yours. How are you tonight? 541.
Are you talking to me?
Hey.
Yes. Yes, bro. This is Rico. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just happened to get online and hear your show, so I jumped in. How's everybody doing? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. This is Psychic Jethro and Dina. And Rico, we're glad you called in. Would you like a little bit of a reading with Dina?
Yes, I would. There's one question I'd like to ask. I'm working on a homeless project called Faces of the Homeless, which is a fundraiser, rally call for homeless volunteers, and a awareness campaign for November. I'd like to get a sense of what you feel about that.
Well, when I first heard your voice, I heard that an angel came down, and I heard that that you know, I kept seeing good energy. So I feel like everything is in, like, everything's going pretty good. You're putting things in the right place. But are you running up against some opposition?
Not yet. But always.
I feel like there might be some of that coming in. And when it comes in, just kind of ignore it and still continue on doing what you're doing. Because I feel like that this project is a good one. And I feel like that it's going to be, it will take place. There's a few more people coming on board. Like, is there investors in this?
Well, what I'm trying to do is work a deal out with the community college's photography department to create a coalition that might be for an annual event, taking photographs of the homeless to bring awareness out. I do a lot of work with the homeless. I've already been talking to them about this, and I'm just trying to raise the awareness of the issue of homelessness.
Well,
you know?
I see it happening, and I see some investors coming forward for something to take it further. That's what they're showing me, that is, some investors are going to come forward to take this further into a bigger realm or a higher realm. And
okay.
So, this project, it is very good, and I think it's awesome and incredible. That's what it felt like when it came down through, like, wow, the angels are working through you. So any opposition you run into, like I said, just let it pass and keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep going for it, because I feel like it will be very good.
That kind of makes me laugh, because every event I do, I have that opposition coming at me. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Jethro.
I'm having a little bit of crazy stuff here. We thank you for coming in. The phones are going wild. You guys, I'm going to ground you. It's the last few minutes of it, and I know what you're up to. You're trying to get me and Dina to stay late and get in trouble with Mom, aren't you? Psychic's gone wild, and we have been wild with you guys tonight. We're getting everything back in order. Now we've got a lot of you guys listening in. We love you guys. We're going to take one more quick one for 2 minutes. 720, I think you know it's got to be you. How are you, 720?
I'm good. How are you, Jethro?
Great.
This is
Cheyenne, your music is beautiful behind. I hope we got together around Christmas. We were all sick. No, you're okay. Don't you dare. Don't leave it alone. We love it. You're called in. We love you. I hope you got with Amy. I know you tried to get a hold of me, and I was sick with the flu and then down. And I'm just glad you're out there, Cheyenne. We love you.
Oh, thank you very much. I am starting a new endeavor, to work with autistic kids and to help them to kind of get more centered and grounded and learn in a new fashion. It's kind of like a school, but it's evolving into that. And I know there are more benefactors out there that are supposed to help with this, investors that are supposed to help with this operation. And so I kind of would like to know, are there more than the two that I have already? I have two investors now.
Oh, isn't that weird? I was just saying about two investors. Anyway, so first of all, are you in a building or looking for a building?
We're looking. We haven't found one yet. Mm-hmm. They're showing me a ranch.
They're showing me a building very strongly. They're showing me that a building is coming for you. And in and about or around when this building comes for you, that's when you're going to have to get more investors and more will come in. But it's around that. And then it takes off from there. You know, in other words, I'm seeing that people want to see the progress first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so when this comes about and I see it's going to come soon, it's not far away, then that's when the project takes off. That's when you'll find people will be on board and people will be helping and you'll get what you need. It's going to be a bit of a struggle, but you know, you can do it and there will be help, but you just have to keep going for it and keep going for it because I do see people coming in. But again, I see this building, and the building is a key part. I keep saying key part. So
okay.
That's what's going to happen.
We thank you. 30 seconds left, Cheyenne. We rock. We're going to catch
you
with us. Call us tomorrow night. We'll be here at 9 p.m. again, Eastern Time, 773-897-6461.
Okay.
Go and learn. I'm sorry, Cheyenne?
I'm doing a show myself.
Yay. When?
It comes on at 5:30 Eastern Time, Thursdays and Fridays.
Oh, then I will listen to it, Cheyenne. Okay, thank you. And
awesome,
you guys.
Cool. You're welcome.
You rock. Dina, tell them your last minute song. What are you going to tell them?
Well, just again, everybody, just remember to love everybody. It's all about the love. Spread the love. And be kind to people and help them. And say a kind word to somebody every day or do something nice for somebody, and it'll make you feel good.
It is. I'm sorry for our birthday girl. I told her she's in the room, but tell her happy birthday. We're having a great time.
Oh, happy birthday. Yes.
Go Kelly.
Yeah.
We will talk to you guys tomorrow. And for the rest of the week, hang in to Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to get even better.